John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, everybody, we are now 2 weeks and $20 billion into the Iranian war that Donald Trump is still calling a, quote, quick excursion. Yesterday, Donald Trump's Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, one of the biggest Trump stooges there is, was giving an interview with Sky News. And halfway through this interview, somebody says, the president wants you right away. Scott Bessent disappears for an unknown amount of time, probably 20, 30 minutes, and then comes back incredibly shaken. Visibly, audibly shaken. You can hear it in his voice that whatever he was just told or yelled at by the president, he is not taking well. I want to break all of this down on the Adam Mockler feed. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We are getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers, and that's because of you all. I don't take enough time, honestly, to say thank you for everything that we've built. I can't do it without you all every single day supporting me. Let's continue to double down on the truth. Okay, let's start with what happened before this. Last night, we learned that the Trump admin lifted more sanctions on Russian oil currently at sea, allowing that oil to be shipped to buyers around the world. At first, Trump had only lifted sanctions on India's ability to buy Russian oil. And then we calculated this is making Russia like $1.5 billion a day. They're making a bunch of money off of this. We then learned they are using that money to help Iran target U.S. service members. So we have somehow once again found ourselves in a situation where we are funding our military, spending billions of dollars a day, increasing our debt, which will affect my generation. A quick fun fact, we are spending $1 trillion a year just servicing our debt, just on the interest of our debt. This is larger than the military budget, larger than Social Security, just the interest payments on our debt. And what does Trump do? He starts a new war. So we're funding our expensive-ass military in another endless war. We're funding Israel's military, and we're also somehow helping Iran gain intelligence because we're opening sanctions on Russia because Trump is desperate to contain soaring energy prices as the war with Iran rages on. Oil prices are skyrocketing. The stock market is currently melting down, and the Strait of Hormuz is still closed due to Donald Trump's actions. Sam Stein of The Bulwark says, just unpacking it here, Ukraine is helping us with Iranian drones, resulting from the war we launched against Iran. Because Ukraine is a great ally. Ukraine is genuinely a good country. It's got flaws. It's got corruption that needs to be ended. But Ukrainians want to be allies with the United States. Sam Stein then says, and we're easing sanctions on Russia because of the oil market fallout from the war we launched against Iran. And Russia is helping Iran with medical aid and intelligence in the war we launched against Iran. And Trump is still frustrated with Ukraine because it's at war with Russia. So Russia launches a war. The United States launches a war against Iran, and Trump is still somehow mad at Ukraine. It makes zero sense whatsoever. A CNN expert then appeared last night and said, Michigan synagogue attacker lost family members to Israeli airstrike in Lebanon over the past week. This feeds into a point that I've been making since these strikes happened, even before that. Trump is turning the world into an inherently more chaotic place. Like I've laid out in this video, Trump is allowing Russia to have the means to strike more Ukrainians, to fund the Iranians. The Iranians are currently protesting in the streets, which is good. We want the people to protest. But then the regime is still standing because Trump hasn't actually done anything, so there's more chaos there. The Strait of Hormuz is closed, so oil prices are skyrocketing. All Trump has done is create chaos. And then let's look at domestically. A Michigan dude lost his family. And this guy in 2016 had also committed another sort of terror attack. So obviously a bad person that was seriously radicalized. But he lost a family member in Lebanon and decided to go drive his car into a synagogue and kill someone. Just absolutely disgusting and despicable. Zachary Cohen from CNN says, the Pentagon and National Security Council significantly underestimated Iran's willingness to close the Strait of Hormuz in response to U.S. military strikes while planning the ongoing operation. Top Trump officials acknowledged to lawmakers during recent classified briefings that they did not prepare or plan for the possibility of Iran closing the strait in response to strikes. Holy shit. I dropped out of college and I could even tell you the consequences of starting a war with Iran, that they will inflict maximum damage by closing the Strait of Hormuz. We also didn't plan for the tens of thousands of Americans that were trapped in the Middle East. We also clearly didn't plan to give intelligence to our bases because 8 service members died. We also didn't plan to actually have an end goal or way to retract or de-escalate from this war because we continue to escalate. There was clearly no plan whatsoever. And then we have Jim Cramer out here. Jim Cramer is a financial host on CNBC who is known for almost always calling the inverse of what happens, just being oppositely dead wrong. He made a tweet the other day. It says, if the infrastructure is not taken out and the money is not taken away, why should Iran come to the peace table? They are taunting us with $200 oil. They do not have the cards. Our military must be unleashed. Time to do what we did in Hanoi, to get them to the table. Okay, first of all, I'm not a history buff, but I don't think Vietnam went very well for the United States. Secondly, why is Jim Cramer, a rich TV host, acting like $200 of oil per barrel would not catastrophically affect every single American? Just because he could weather that storm does not mean the average American could. Now, at a time when most Americans don't even have $500 for an emergency, $200 in oil would quite literally obliterate the pocketbook and the savings of 97% of Americans. Now, let's circle back to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent being shaken to his core by something Trump said to him during a closed-door talk. You can see it in his face even before. He's a nervous guy. Take a look.
I listened to you on the...
The president wants you. Sorry, the president wants you.
Oh, okay. 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 No problem at all.
He looks visibly nervous when he hears the president wants you right away. Even the person telling him that sounds nervous.
See you shortly, Mr. Secretary. You can work that in. Mr. Secretary, I have to say, it's a first.
Oh, it ended up being an hour and a half. Trump needed him for an hour and a half. It seems like Scott Bessent probably got yelled at for the skyrocketing oil prices that we see.
I'm sure a loss as well. That an interviewee's been pulled away to go to the Situation Room. How was the president? Was he stressed?
No, the president is in great spirits. The Iranian mission is proceeding well ahead of schedule, and you know, I have to tell you, Wolf, that I have a teenager who's considering military service. And I could give this team my highest compliment, from President Trump to the head of the Joint Chiefs to the Secretary of War. I would say that I would trust my child's life in their hands.
Okay, a few things. First of all, his voice is audibly shaky. He sounds pretty nervous. Secondly, this is the least convincing argument ever. We're really at the point where Trump administration officials are coming out and saying, hey, I have a teenage son and he wants to sign up for the military. I trust him, so wink, wink, maybe you should too. This is what you're trying to signal to Americans, that they just sign their kids up for the military to fight in Donald Trump's endless new wars? I do not find that convincing whatsoever, and I feel like there's a 50% chance his son will watch this interview and be like, what the hell, Dad? I'm not signing up for the military. But either way, to back up, everything is shaky within the White House. Things are collapsing. You can very clearly see the increased chaos across the globe. We thought the tariffs on Liberation Day were causing chaos. Now we have a Middle Eastern debacle that is affecting oil prices across Europe and the Americas. And Donald Trump's reaction has been so poor that he's contradicting his own team. He contradicts Howard Lutnick and Pete Hegseth and everybody on a day-to-day basis, and we need to continue to push back. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed, again, drop a blue heart if you made it this far in the comment section. Tell me what kind of content you like seeing from the Mockler channel. I'll see you all later, and peace out.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.